This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two measures that are now set to become law.
You know, when you peer inside the womb, we know that life exists.
House Bill 126 is an extreme and egregious piece of legislation.
Late last week, the governor signed House Bill 126 into law. This measure modifies provisions relating to abortion. More specifically, the proposal seeks to prohibit abortions as early as 8 weeks if a heartbeat is detected. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester handled the bill in the upper chamber. He says this law would be different from those passed in other states.
I believe that there's a good chance that a good majority of this bill will be upheld in the courts, and it's one of the best pro-life bills across the whole country. It's one of the strongest bills passed in the country.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur disagrees with his assessment.
It is unconstitutional, it is dangerous, and it is outrageous that it has no exemptions for victims of human trafficking, rape, or incest.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan adds it took a lengthy compromise to return House Bill 126 to the Missouri House of Representatives.
When we can take a tough issue like this and we can come to a resolution without having to move to a nuclear option, I think that some would probably have preferred us go down that path.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors stresses this compromise took more than 12 hours.
They all negotiated in good faith and they worked hard. Nobody was shut out. Parties involved have all done a great job, and I'm proud to call all of them my colleagues.
Senator Eric Burleson of Battlefield also mentions pregnancy resource centers would receive tax credits under this new law.
That part of this bill is such an important part of the discussion. I'm very proud that we were able to make that part of this bill.
But Senator Shoup calls this aspect of House Bill 126 fiscally irresponsible.
It gives unlimited and unchecked tax credits to pregnancy resource centers, facilities that do not provide medically accurate information to their patients.
Because of an emergency clause in this legislation, House Bill 126 became law upon the governor's signature. Also signed late last week was Senate Bill 21, a measure that modifies provisions relating to local sales taxes. More specifically, the new law adds Portageville, Riverside, and Fayette to the list of cities authorized to propose a sales tax for improving public safety. Certain aspects of Senate Bill 21 took effect as soon as it was signed. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.